今天下午跟大家一起来学习带着祝福的命令。
This afternoon we'll learn together commandments with blessings.
我们大家都很希望得到福气。
All of us wish to be blessed.
那要怎么办？
And so how do we do?
圣经里面可以找到有三个神的命令是带有祝福的。
In the Bible we can see three commandments that bring blessings.
不是建议，是命令。
And it is not a suggestion but a commandment.
建议就是做不做由你吧。
Suggestion makes you leave the choice to you.
那命令就是含有权柄的一种吩咐。
The commandment is spoken with authority.
所以我们做神的选民一定要做。
So as the chosen people of God, we must do it.
敬畏神的人一定会做。
And those who fear the Lord will do it.
但是做了以后会有福气。
And after you do it, you will be blessed.
我们先来看第一个命令。
Let us look at the first commandment.
以赛亚书五十八章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 58.
以赛亚书五十八章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 58.
十三节、十四节。
Verse 13 and 14.
五十八章十三节、十四节，请念。
Isaiah 58, verse 13 and 14. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth, and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. The mouth of the Lord has spoken.
第一个命令就是要遵守安息圣日。
The first commandment is to keep the Sabbath.
这是十诫的第四条。
This is the fourth commandment out of the Ten Commandments.
那这个命令的福气是什么？
And what is the blessing with this commandment?
我们从这里可以看出几点。
We can see numerous points from these verses.
在十三节下面。
In the latter portion of verse 13.
不办自己的私事，不随自己的私话，不说自己的私话。
Not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words.
就是停止世俗的活动。
That is to stop all earthly activities.
那这个叫做安息。
This is what it means to rest.
六日要劳碌做工，第七天不必要做工。
You shall labor and toil for six days, on the seventh day you shall rest.
这个就是第一个福气。
This is the first blessing.
主耶稣说：“我的担是轻省的，我的轭是容易的。”
And Jesus said that my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
你要学习我的样式。
So you shall imitate me.
主耶稣在安息日都是照着素常的规矩进到圣殿里面。
And on the Sabbath, Jesus would observe the Sabbath by going to the synagogues.
所以我们在安息日凭着神的应许，把我们的忧愁重担来交托给他。
And according to his commandments, we should entrust our burdens to him.
那享受心灵的安息。
So that we can have rest within.
然后第十四节。
Verse 14.
你要以神为乐。
Then you should delight yourself in the Lord.
当我们从世界上退出来。
When we retreat from the world,
我们可以专心来拜神。
Then we can concentrate and worship God.
可以进到神的里面，也能够让神进到我们里面。
We can enter into God and allow God to enter into us.
那我们就充满着平安跟喜乐。
Then we will be filled with peace and joy.
所以虽然肉体有一点疲惫，但是我们回家的路上觉得很平安、很喜乐。
Even though physically we might be tired, but on our way home we will be filled with joy and peace.
这是第三个恩典。
This is the third blessing.
那第四个恩典。
The fourth blessing.
十四节说，使你乘驾地的高处。
I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth.
最高的地方能够看到最远的地方。
From the highest point you can see very far.
最远的地方就是天国。
And the furthest point is heaven.
你如果站在平地就看不到远的地方。
If you stand on flat ground, you cannot see far.
信仰如果没有往上提升，只是看到地上的好处。
If you do not look up in your faith, then you can only see the benefits of this world.
信仰如果往上提升，就看到天上的好处。
But if you are able to lift up your faith, then you can see the benefits that are in heaven.
如果我们只看到地上的好处。
If you only see the benefits in this world.
有时候我们觉得我没有信耶稣，也有这些啊。
then we might think that if I do not believe in God, then I will have these things too.
如果我们看到天上的好处,
but if we see the benefits in heaven,
你就知道没有信耶稣是没有这些好处的。
Then we will realize that we will not have these things if we do not believe in God.
我们的就会很宝贵我们的信仰。
And so we will hold on to our faith very tightly.
再来，你主雅各的产业养育你。
And feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father.
雅各，神给他一块牛奶与蜜的地。
Jacob, he was given a plot of land that was flowing with milk and honey.
这个可以指地上的福气。
And this is earthly blessings.
神要让我们生活没有缺欠。
And God does not want us to lack in our lives.
那更是指着天上的迦南。
And it also refers to the heavenly canon.
就是神的国。
This is the kingdom of God.
公义、平安、喜乐。
And it is filled with righteousness, peace, and joy.
这个就是我们遵守安息日的福气。
This is the blessing that we have from keeping the Sabbath.
我们再来看马拉基书。
Let us next turn to Malachi.
马拉基书第三章。
Malachi chapter 3.
第十节
Verse 10 Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, as the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven, and pour out for you such blessing, that there will not be room enough to receive it.
圣经对结婚的观念是两个成为一体。
And the concept of marriage in the Bible is that two become one.
不是生意的伙伴。
It is not someone just a companion.
生意的伙伴啊 ，business partner.
It is not just like a business partner.
是两个成为一体。
But rather two become one body.
那到底人的婚姻有没有非常的亲密
？And do you have an intimate marriage?
一个很容易感觉的现象就是他们对钱财的处理。
And you can see how they deal with things to see if they have an intimate relationship.
如果两个真的成为一体
if they are truly united as one,
他们对财务的计划是一起的
then their financial plans they make as one.
因为钱在哪里，心就在哪里
Because where your money is, that is where your heart is.
如果心是合一的，钱就不会分了
And if their heart is united, then they will not divide their money.
那我们跟神的关系在灵里面就是婚姻
And our relationship with God in the spirit is like a marriage.
其实我们受洗就是归属于神了。
And when we are baptized, we belong to Him.
我们一切都是属于神。
All that we have belongs to Him.
如果我属于神，我有一切都是神的。
If I belong to God, then everything I have belongs to Him.
那怎么看出我跟神真的是合一呢？
How do I know that I am united with God?
一样，钱在哪里，心在哪里。
It is the same principle. Where your money is, that's where your heart is.
所以这个地方讲，当纳的十分之一要献给神。
Here it talks about bringing all the tithes to God.
这个十分之一不是纳税。
And the tithe is not tax.
纳税是一种义务。
And tax is something that you should do.
十分之一是一种感恩。
But tithe is out of thanksgiving.
地上的数学十块减一块剩九块。
And so when you do math, out of $10, $9, then there's $1 left.
天上的数学十块减一块可能是十一块、十五块。
But the heavenly math, if you have $10 and you minus $1, you might have $11.
问题是我信得下去吗
？But the matter, a fact is whether or not you believe.
信得下去就做得出来。
If you are able to believe, then you can do it.
我真的爱神吗？
Do I love God?
如果爱神就做得出来。
If I love Him, then I will be able to do this.
如果我真的感恩，我就做得出来。
If I am filled with thanksgiving, then I can do this.
所以第七节。
So verse 7.
神说，你们转向我，我就转向你们。
Here God says, return to me, and I will return to you.
他们也搞不清楚什么叫做转向神。
And they were unsure what it meant to return to Him.
接下去神就讲十分之一。
And then God followed this by the teaching of the tithe.
如果我们的心真的转向神，
If our hearts are able to turn to God,
我们的钱也会转向神。
Then our money will also turn to Him.
因为钱是随心走的。
Because the money follows where your heart goes.
但是如果我们的心转向神，钱没有转向神，这个事实就代表我们的心并没有转向神。
So if our heart turns to God, but our money does not, this means that our heart has not turned to God.
那如果我们转向神，神转向我们。
And if we turn to God and God turns to us,
他转向我们就是他的恩典归向我们。
And when he turns to us, that means that his blessings and grace will come to us.
那我们转向神就是表示我们奉献十分之一。
And if we turn to him, that means that we offer tithe.
那我们信仰就有很多的体验。
Then we'll have many experiences in our faith.
所以在第十节后面。
So in the latter portion of verse 10.
以此试试我，是我为你们敞开天上的窗户，赐福给你们，让你无处可容。
And try me now, and this is the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven.
这里讲天上的窗户。
It talks about the window of heaven.
那是从天上来的福气。
It is the blessings from heaven.
所以不一定是指着钱财的回报。
So it might not be a return of your money.
让我们不要生病啊。
And we might be healthy, not sick.
那不要有意外的灾难。
And we might not encounter dangers.
让我们做的都有收，都有结果。
So that everything we do will result in something.
这个本身就是很大的福气了。
This is a great blessing in itself.
所以这是第二个带有祝福的命令。
This is the second commandment with a blessing.
我们看第三个。
Let us look at the third one.
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to 3.Verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Verse 2, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. 3, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth.
这个地方说要在主里听从父母。
Here it says that we must obey our parents in the Lord.
这是理所当然的。
For this is right.
英文叫 right, 这是对的。
This is the right thing.
然后孝敬父母使你得福，在世长寿。
Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise.
你会得福，在世长寿。
So that you may live long on the earth.
这个就是带有祝福的命令。
This is a commandment with a blessing.
但是这个孝敬父母在西方的文化里面呢，越来越少被强调。
And the Western culture no longer emphasizes as much honoring your parents.
因为都是强调独立。
Because they emphasize on independence.
小孩子小小就叫他出去，你要独立。
And from a young age, they tell their children to be independent and to go out.
自己教育，自己设方，自己想办法。
To have their own ways of thinking and to find their own ways.
那倒过来，父母老了，小孩子说自己要独立。
And when the parents are old, then the children tell the parents that you must be independent.
自己想办法。
You have to think of your own way.
那我要享受我的人生。
Because I want to enjoy my life.
那圣经的教训不是这样。
But this is not a biblical teaching.
要孝敬父母。
You must honor your father and mother.
这是神给我们的命令。
This is a commandment given to us by God.
那怎么孝顺？
How do we honor them?
这个第六章第一节特别讲主理听从父母。
Here in chapter 6 verse 1 it says, obey your parents in the Lord.
为什么加一个主理？
Why does it add in the Lord?
因为有时候父母叫我们做的跟神要我们做的不一样。
Because sometimes what our parents want us to do is different from what God wants us to do. So what are you to do?
神比较大还是父母比较大？
Is God greater or your parents?
当然神比较大。
Of course God.
所以要在神的真理之下来听从父母。
So you must obey your parents in the truth from God.
比方说有的人慕道很久他不洗礼。
Some people, they see the truth for many years without being baptized.
为什么？
Why?
因为他有父母还没有信。
Because the parents have yet to believe.
所以他觉得我如果洗礼就背叛我的父母。
And so they feel like they are betraying the parents if they get baptized.
但这个跟圣经的教训就不一样。
But this deviates from the teaching in the Bible.
神比父母大。
God is greater than your parents.
如果神要让我们接受救恩，这是恩典。
If God wants you to receive salvation, this is a blessing.
所以不管父母怎么反对，我们都应该归入主的名下。
So even though your parents might refuse, you should still be belong to God.
然后采用孝顺的好行为，加上我们的祷告，来带领父母归主。
And through prayer and your filial actions, you can lead your parents to God.
这个才是真的孝顺。
This is what it means to honor them.
而不是等到父母离世了，他下去了，我们才受洗，我们上去了。
It's not that once they depart from this world that you get baptized.
这样是其实讲也不是孝顺。
This is not honoring your parents.
所以只要父母从神的原则领受的吩咐我们，我们都要遵守。
And so what our parents tell us to do in the Lord, we must do.
啊，这个是代表我们对他的尊重。
This is out of respect.
啊，也是对神的尊重。
And out of honor for God.
我们现在看箴言。
Let us turn to Proverbs.
啊，箴言二十三章。
Proverbs chapter 23.
啊，啊，箴言二十三章。
Proverbs 23.
二十二节。
Verse 22. Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old.
这个地方讲要听从你的父亲，母亲老了也不可以藐视她。那为什么要加上一个老了不可以藐视她？
Why does it add that when she is old you shall not despise her?
因为我们小的时候父母照顾我们。
When we're younger, our parents take care of us.
但是等父母老了，他会退化。
But when they are old, they start to waste away.
然后他的独立性越来越少。
They start to deteriorate and they become less independent.
所以有时候他需要子女的帮助。
So sometimes they might need the help of their children.
那当我们看到我们的父母啊，越来越没有办法独立，需要我们帮助，有的人就会觉得很麻烦。
So when we see that our parents are less independent, they might need our help, we might feel like this is a burden.
哎呀，有人就觉得这是一个重担。
And this is a burden.
那所以就觉得就看不起了。
And so they might despise them.
但是父母已经把他最好的青春年华给了我们。
But our parents have given their best days in their youth.
但是人一定会有老化的过程。
But as humans, we will deteriorate. This is a process.
所以我们不要藐视他们。
So we shall not despise them.
那不要藐视他们具体的表现就是他对我们讲的话，只要合圣经，我们都要听。
In a way that we can show that we do not despise them is what they tell us to do in the Lord, we must obey.
这是一种孝顺。
This is how we can honor them.
我们先看二十四节。
Let us look at verse 24.
箴言二十三章二十四节，请读。
Proverbs 23:24. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise child will delight in him.
二十四啊，都要读完了啊。OK， 这个二十三节到二十四节啊，就是在讲两件事情。
Verse 23-24 talks about two things.
一个是智慧。
One is wisdom.
一个是义，公义。
And one is righteousness.
所以我们要让父母高兴。
So for us to bring joy to our parents.
不要让父母担忧。
So that they would not worry for us.
这个就是孝顺。
This is what it means to honor them.
当然有一些事情啊，我们不需要让父母知道。
Of course, some things they might not need to know.
如果这会让他担心，这个不要让他知道也没关系。
This will bring them many worries, then we do not need to let them know.
但是有一些事情要让父母知道。
But some matters we should tell our parents.
就是当他会让他高兴，我们要让他知道。
And these are things that will bring joy to them.
那什么事情会让父母高兴？
And what will bring joy to our parents?
这里说，义人的父亲必大得快乐。
Here it says, the father of the righteous will greatly rejoice.
我们做的都是对的。
When everything we do is right.
我们就会有好名声。
Then we will have a good reputation.
我们做的事情都是对的，神就会与我们同在，祝福我们。
When everything we do is right, then God will abide with us and bless us.
所以父母会引我们为傲，或者说引我们觉得他觉得有能够感谢神。
And through us, our parents will be able to be proud of us and give thanks to God.
那这个就是孝敬父母。
This is what it means to honor your father and mother.
但是倒过来，如果我们做的会让父母羞耻。
On the flip side of what we do bring shame to our parents,
那我们就是不孝。
Then we do not honor them.
因为他在别人面前提及孩子，他会羞耻。
Because when they mention their children before others, they will be ashamed.
那接下去呢？说要有智慧。
And it says here to have wisdom.
必因他欢喜
And this will bring joy.
智慧就是决定。
Wisdom is a decision.
我们做的决定要让父母高兴。
The decisions we make must bring joy to our parents.
所以智慧带给父母高兴。
And that is why wisdom can bring joy to our parents.
那愚妄的孩子让父母担忧。
And those who the foolish children will bring worries to the parents.
比方说读书不认真读书，只是天天在想 have fun to be cool， 这个就有问题。
So if every day you do not want to study, but you want to have fun and be cool, then there is a problem there.
因为将来真的开始进入社会，才发现哇，好多挑战，人生不只是fun跟cool而已。
Because when you start to work, you realize there are many challenges in life. Life is not about having fun and being cool.
那父母就忧虑。
And so your parents will be worried for you.
所以智慧就是读书就要认真读书，那父母看到我们就很安心了。
So wisdom means that you study very diligently, so when your parents see you, that they can rest assured.
这个就是孝顺。
This is what it means to honor them.
我们看二十三章二十六节。
Let us look at chapter 23, verse 26. 26, my son, give me your heart, and let your eyes observe my ways.
说我的儿啊，将你的心归我。
Give me your heart, my son.
当然这是天父对我们的期盼。
And this is the anticipation of a father towards us.
这个也是有时候也是父母对孩子的期盼。
And this is the hope also of parents towards their children.
所以当我们长大了，虽然我们可以独立。
And even though when we get older, we might become independent.
但是我们要让父母知道，我的心中还有你，你还是我所尊敬的。
But we have to let our parents know that in our hearts that we still have a place for them and that we honor them.
那这个就是孝顺。
This is what it means to honor them.
如果我们长大了，好像一刀两断，父母打电话也没有回，也没有什么音讯，也没有关心，那父母就觉得非常的失落。
And if when we are older, if we do not, if we cut our parents off, then our parents will feel like they are at loss.
约瑟虽然在埃及，
even though Joseph was in Egypt,
当他跟兄弟相认的时候。
When he saw his brothers once again,
他连续四次提到我的爸爸好吗？
Four times he asked about the welfare of his father.
他老人家现在怎么样呢？
And how is my father who's advanced in age?
这是第一个问的问题。
This is the first question he asked.
所以有时候我们虽然远离开我们的父母，
And even though we might be far from our parents,
我们要常常关心我们的父母。
But we should show our care often.
现在通讯很方便了。
Now it's very easy for us to communicate with them.
可以常常在关心他们，让他知道我们还是爱他们。
So we should take time to care for them and tell them that we love them.
结论，父母怎么叫做孝顺？
So what does it mean to honor them?
孝顺就是让父母高兴。
Honor them means that you bring joy to your parents.
那这个抓住就是孝顺了。
If you're able to hold on to this, then you honor them.
求主带领我们。
We ask God to guide us.
让我们这个宗教教育每一位都是非常孝顺蒙福。
That all the religious education students are able to honor their parents and be blessed.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿们。我们开始宗教教育的节目。
We will start our RE program. Thanks to the grace of God,
今天宗教教育系可以在这边举开一个特别聚会。
That religious education department can have a special service here today.
早上传道也以信仰的传承来勉励我们。
This morning we're encouraged with the topic passing on of our faith.
其实在我们信仰的路上，
In our journey of faith,
不管我们的角色是什么，
What role we play,
我们的年纪多大，
And no matter what age we are,
我们时时刻刻都在接受宗教教育。
We are always receiving religious education.
那身为父母的我们，
As parents,
我们更有建造看守我们孩子的信仰。
We have a faith to build and guard the faith of our children.
这个是需要我们努力的。
This is something that we should strive towards.
再加上神的怜悯。
And also have the mercy of God.
那我们的目标就是建立一个爱神爱人的基督化家庭。
And our goal is to establish a family that loves men and loves God.
来见证神在我们当中。
So we can testify God's abidance.
那今天下午宗教教育系要用特别的机会，让孩子们可以在这边来表达他们对他们父母的爱。
And today the religious education department would like to hold this program so the students can show their love towards their parents.
那更重要的是要再把赞美跟感谢归给我们天上的父母。
And most importantly is to give their praise to our Heavenly Father.
那我们现在就请最小的幼稚班开始上来，然后就依照年纪一直到高级班。
And so we'll start with kindergarten and then we will proceed to senior class.
Thank you. water to drink.
Thank you, Mom, for taking good care of me so I can have good grades.
Thank you, Mom, for buying me toys to play with.
Thank you, Mom, for buying me toys to play with.
Thank you, Lily, for making food and buying things for me.
Thank you, Mommy, for bringing me here to ESSC. It is a good thing I got to come to ESSC. I hope I can get the horse.
Thank you, Mom, for taking care of me and feeding me food. I appreciate it.
Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus, I speak. The E2 and the J1 students will be presenting a gift to the parents. So please sit tight for the children to come and present the gifts.
Our J1 students have hand-painted these mason jars for their parents. We hope that once all the chocolate candy inside has been eaten, we hope your family will be able to use these jars for various uses in the house. Thank God.
Today is RE Day, and we'd like to express our gratitude to the amazing individuals who have guided us through our time on this world.
今天是宗教教育日, 所以我们今天想要向在这世上带领我们成长的人们表达谢意。
There's not one aspect of our lives that has not been profoundly affected by your guidance and wisdom.
你们在我们生活中每方面都有受你们的带领与智慧影响。
This guidance has come from not only your advice, but also your duty as our role models, exhibiting the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
你们的带领不只是从指教而来, 也是从你们所设的榜样而来, 并从中显现圣灵的果子。
With patience, you helped us to weather our difficulties and bore imperfections and pain.
你们很有耐心地帮助我们克服困难, 并承担我们的不足与困苦。
With this same virtue, you shepherded us through our fledgling years and instructed us in righteous ways.
你们也用这耐心扶持我们度过成长过程，并教导我们在生活上要有德行。
With joy, you celebrated our triumphs and also reminded us to be humble, because God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble.
你们在我们有成的时候与我们同，在主里喜悦，也提醒我们应当谦卑，因为你们对我们的爱，你们为满足我们的需求而努力工作。
With love, you toiled for us in order to meet our daily physical needs.
你们提供了我们一个安全的
You provided us with a secure environment and amenities that we sometimes take for granted.
即使有时候我们把你给我们的付出认为是应得的。
Not only have you provided us solid physical foundations on this earth, but you have also imparted us the greatest gift of all, faith.
最终你们不但养育了我们，并且把信仰传承给我们，这是父母给儿女最美好的礼物。
Since physical words are hardly a suitable medium to convey our sincere gratitude, we'd like to present hymn 300 as a token of our appreciation.
言语在此无法表达我们最真诚的谢恩，所以我们现在要为各位献上一首诗歌，赞美诗300首。
Our G2 class would like to present gifts for our parents and to show our appreciation for what they do for us.
现在中级班想要用礼物来表达我们对父母的谢意。
Hallelujah, 各位弟兄姐妹午安。
Hallelujah, good afternoon to everybody and sisters.
我们今天高级班要来带来一个圣经中的人物猜谜。
Our senior class would like to present a guessing game.
针对每个人物呢，我们将提供三个线索。
And for each character, we'll have three clues.
我们将来开放给我们的中央教育学院来猜这个答案。
And we'll open up to all RE students to guess.
不过后面的弟兄姐妹不要觉得你们没有事情。
But for the brothers and sisters who are sitting in the back, do not think that you don't have anything to do.
当那个学员答对之后呢，他的父亲或母亲可以来回答他猜到那个人物的，在圣经中那个人物的父亲或母亲。
So when the student have answered the question correctly, their parents will answer the parent of the Bible character.
当然，我们有准备一些小礼物来让大家更有动力。
And we have prepared some gift for all of you.
那这是一个圣经的书签啊，希望我们的父母和小孩拿到这个书签。
And this will be a Bible bookmark for the student and the parent who have answered correctly.
可以在读经的时候来使用。
And we can use it during our Bible study.
所以我们先来一个练习题，这样。So
for example.
我们会用第一人称的说法来说。
We'll use first-person perspective to give the clues.
这个人物的第一个线索是,
so the first clue of this Bible character,
我的名字是抓住的意思。
My name means to grab.
你要等我讲完这三个线索之后才可以回答。
And you must wait until I finish all three clues.
不要太急躁。
So don't be too rushed.
第二个线索是我用一碗红豆汤换取了长子的名分。
And the first clue, second clue is I traded my birthright with a lentil soup.
那第三个线索是我的儿子是个宰相。
And the third clue is that my son is the prime minister.
有人知道这个问题的答案吗？
Anybody know the answer?
这个是练习题哦，所以
This is for practice.
你可以还是可以回答。
Sure.
不是。 很遗憾，没错，答案是雅各。那因为那请父母回答，雅各的父亲是，没错，答对了。
Correct. Is
所以这是一个非常良好的示范。
This is a very good example.
那接下来我们就要请我们的学员，每个学员将来提供一个线索。
Now we'll ask our senior class student to give clues.
所以我们先来猜第一个人物。So
we'll guess the first character.
那第一个人物呢，我们请我们的幼稚班及我们的幼年班学员来回答。And
we'd like to ask our kindergarten and E1 student to answer this question.
所以幼稚班和幼年班学员的父母请准备。So
the parents of our K and E1 class, please be prepared.
所以我们先来提供第一个圣经人物的第一个线索。So
we'll give the first clue of our first Bible character.
One day, my father asked me to carry the wood for burnt offering for him.
有一天我的父亲叫我扛献燔祭的柴。
好，那我们现在提供第二个线索。
Now we'll give the second clue.
My father asked his servant to go to his hometown to seek my wife for me.
我父亲请他的仆人到他的本家为我寻一个妻子。
再来我们提供第三个线索。
My third clue.
My father was going to kill me on the altar.
那我父亲要把我献在祭坛上。
好，那我们现在请幼稚班及幼年班的学员可以来回答。
We ask all the K and E1 students to answer.
当我数到三之后，大家可以举手来回答。
When I count to three, you may raise your hand to answer the question.
一、二、三。
Shannon.
Isaac.
Isaac. Yes.
Yay!
那我们现在请
We asked Shannon's parents to answer. Abraham.
答案正确.
Correct.
那请我们学员把我们的书签给我们的父母。那接下来我们来问第二个圣经人物。
We'll ask the second Bible character.
那我们这个人物呢，将请我们的少年班以及我们的初级班来回答。
And we'll ask our E2 and J1 student.
那希望我们的少年班、初级班不要
I hope that each and every one student can answer.
那我们现在先请我们学员来提供第二个人物的第一个线索。
Now we'll ask our senior class student to present the clues.
I received beauty treatment.
我做了美容保养。
I saved.
我拯救了我的。
I am a queen.
我是皇后。
Okay, 那我们这一次是由我们的少年班及初级班。
We'll ask our E2 and J1 students to answer.
当我数到三之后，你们可以举手来回答问题。
When I count to three, you may raise your hand.
一、二、三。答对了。
Esther, correct.
那请父母来回答他的家人或者是他的。
We asked Joshua's parents. Joshua's parents. Peggy's not here.
Oh, okay. 那他的姐姐也可以回答。
Or his sister can answer it too.
他可能就是不一定是父母，可能是对他有信仰上影响的。 答对了。
Correct answer is Mordecai.
那请我们学员把。那接下来我们来问第三个人物。
And now we're going to our third character.
那我们将提供第三个人物的第一个线索。We
will provide the clues for.
那这个人物呢会比较艰难，因为我们是要请我们的中级班来回答。
And this character might be a little bit difficult because we will ask our J2 student to answer this question.
所以我们请我们学员来提供第一个线索。
So I'd like to have senior class student to present the clue.
One of the gospel books was written by me.
我写了一本福音书。
Paul and Barnabas was divided over me.
保罗与巴拿巴因我而有纷争。
Peter came to my mother's house after he was freed from prison.
彼得在他离开监里的时候来到我妈妈的家。不知道有没有中级班的人知道这个答案？ I wonder if any J2 student.
等我数到三的时候，请你们举手来回答。You
can raise your hand when I count to three.
一、二、三。如果没有的话，我将来开放给所有的学员来回答。 答对，是马可。
It is Mark. well, it's Mary.
okay, 那这个答案是马可和玛丽。
The answer is Mark and Mary.
那我们把礼物交给我的学员。那最后我们还有一个额外的一个题目。
And lastly, we will have our bonus question. We'll open up to all students.
好，那我们请我们的学员来提供第一个线索。
We'll ask our senior class student to present the clues.
I am one of the Old Testament books.
我是 一本旧约的书。我公公妹婿还有我丈夫都死了。我说你往哪里去我就往哪里去，你的神就是我的神。
那这个圣经人物呢，他对他有信仰影响的并不是他直接的父母。
So this Bible character, her faith was not directly given by her biological parents.
对他的人生中的信仰有很大的影响。
But the same way, this parent figure has many influence.
好，那我数到三的时候请大家来回答问题，所有学员。
I'll count to three, soThis question will be open up to all RE students.
一、二、三，答对了。
Ruth，
路德，那请 Allen 弟兄。Naomi， yes。
Yes。
答案是路德以及 Naomi。
Answer is Ruth and Naomi。
那感谢神的带领。
Thank God for God's guidance。
我们身为基督徒是一件很幸福的事情。
As Christian, we're very blessed.
我们可以以圣经的人物来当我们的借镜。
We can use the Bible characters as our examples.
来学习如何孝敬父母。
To follow how to honor our parents.
来教养我们的子女。
To teach our children.
那我们高级班的 present 就到此。
And this concludes our senior class presentation.
Come on.
感谢神。
Thank God.
这是我们下午重要教育的特别聚会。
This concludes our special religious education program.
圣经告诉我们，儿女是神所赐的产业。
And the Bible tells us that our children are inheritance from God.
我们希望在座的父母都可以好好看顾这个产业。
And I hope that all our parents can take care of this inheritance.
用神的教训，还有来指导他们。
Using God's teachings to guide them.
那我们等一下在祷告结束之后会3:15就会开始重要教育的活动。
And after our concluding prayer, starting from 3:15, we will start our afternoon activities.
所以我们希望教员、还有学生、还有家长可以到父堂集合。
So I hope that all the teachers, students, and parents can go to the multi-purpose room to join the activity.
然后晚餐会是在6:00开始。
Dinner will start at 6 p.m.
那晚上是我们全教会的团契活动。
And tonight we'll have our church-wide fellowship.
我们真的感谢神给我们这样的机会，可以一起在神里的一家人团聚。
We really thank God for giving us this opportunity that we can fellowship with one another as a family in Christ.
那我们现在一起跪下祷告，结束我们下午的特别聚会。
Let's kneel down and pray together to conclude.